USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coalition of 20 Democratic attorney generals announced on Monday they are suing to block the administration's new rules that allow for immigrant families who are in the United States illegally to be detained while deportation hearings are taking place. Acting Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan discusses what this means on Fox News.
The new FLORS regulation, not only does it meet the FLORS settlement agreement parameters, it actually exceeds them for the care that we will provide in these residential centers for these children. In addition to that, it actually will make sure that the families are held together.
Tropical Storm Dorian is on the march toward Puerto Rico, where a state of emergency has been declared. The storm is currently packing sustained winds of 50 miles an hour and is expected to be a hurricane as it passes over Puerto Rico late Tuesday or Wednesday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One day after President Trump opened the door to possibly meeting with Iran's president at the appropriate time, there's reaction coming from Iran. Hassan Rouhani, in a televised speech on Tuesday, says there will be no such talks unless sanctions against Iran are lifted. Now, regarding reaction across the United States, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says we can talk, but
the question is, what are they going to talk about? There is no good deal that will allow Iran to keep enriching and reprocessing uranium and plutonium. That's how you make a bomb. The only good deal, Brian, is for Iran to have a nuclear power program like the Arabs, but they get their fuel from other sources.
Right.
They don't make their own fuel. That's how you make a bomb.
Graham was speaking there on Fox News, and the president of Arby's fast food chain is taking over as CEO of Papa John's. A Bloomberg report out says that Rob Lynch will take the lead at Papa John's, replacing Steve Ritchie as the new head of the Louisville-based pizza enterprise. Papa John's sales have been down in recent years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Sean Duffy announced on Monday that he's stepping down from his congressional seat in northern Wisconsin to spend more time with his family and his wife, who's expecting their 10th child. Duffy joins Fox News and shares more on his decision.
Yes, yeah, so not long ago we found out that our little baby has a couple holes in the heart, and so after she's born, whether it's 2 to 6 months after after life, she's going to need heart, you know, open heart surgery. They got to crack her open and fix the heart. They walked us through this yesterday. So I announced I was leaving Congress. As I was walking in to meet with a heart doctor about what's going to happen with the baby, but you know, I love politics, but I love my family, and I think it's always a balance. And when you look at Brian mentioned before we went to the last break, I mean, the schedules are grueling. I'm out in D.C. 4 days a week, and then I'm back with Rachel. But when I'm back here with Rachel and the kids, I have a big district, and you got to travel around and see people. And we get beat up a little bit as members of Congress. We're favorite punching bags, but they're really hard on families. And I didn't die. I kind of felt like I was at my funeral yesterday, but I'll figure out different things to do where I can have a better balance, where I can support Rachel and the kids, but not with the same schedule that I have as a U.S. congressman.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1955 when the first edition of the Guinness Book of World Records is published in Great Britain and proves to be a hit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.